This is a familiar story. I'm talking about Abraham in Genesis chapter 12. God says to him, go, leave your land, leave the place of your birth, leave your father's house, and go to the land that I will show you. And then he says this, he makes him these promises. He says, I will bless you. First of all, he says, I will make you a great nation. But then he says, I will bless you. I will make your name great, and you will be a blessing. Now, that's a really interesting thing, that he's blessed to be a blessing. Now, plenty of preachers have preached on that before, but I want to take it further because he goes on to say, I will bless those who bless you, and I will curse, notice the singular, the one who curses you, and in you all the families of the earth shall be blessed. Now, Paul says in Galatians 3, verse 8, that God had actually preached the gospel to Abraham that the Gentiles would be saved by this. And he quotes that all the families of the earth will be blessed. But I want to say this to you. We want to be blessed. I find people obsessed with finding God's blessing. But it starts with the obedience. It starts from leaving whatever you need to leave behind, whatever the tradition you need to leave behind, or maybe you need to leave behind a place. The fact is this, Abraham comes from Ur of the Chaldees, but he doesn't leave there. He's actually coming from Haran. His father has taken the family from Ur to Haran in a whole nother area. And Abraham leaves that after the death of his father. And understand this. God has called him to go where he doesn't even know where he's going. So the walk of faith requires a certain blind obedience in order for us to receive the blessing. And here's the interesting thing. The blessing that he's going to make him a great nation, that he's going to be blessed, that he's going to make his name great. He has his name made great. He is blessed, but he has not become a great nation for a number of chapters. In fact, he doesn't actually have any children at all for the first 10 years. And so he starts to get discouraged looking at the thing that still hasn't happened yet and not looking at the things that have happened. In fact, he says, sure, I'm supposed to be blessed, but what of it? I don't have anybody to give it to. This is in chapter 15. And then God shows him the stars and he believes God and God calls it his righteousness. And the thing I want to impress upon you is this. Start the walk of faith. The walk of faith doesn't begin with everything happening all at once. It is gradual. It starts to become. It starts to grow. But God's promises are real. God's promises are going to follow you. It takes 25 years for Abraham to be blessed with Isaac. And that's the beginning of the promise that God wants to give to you and me of a coming Messiah, of Jesus' birth, death, resurrection, and the salvation that he's promised. But I want to go back to the original point that Abraham is blessed to be a blessing. You want to be blessed, but are you a blessing? You want to be blessed, but have you obeyed God to leave the land of your birth, to leave your father's house, to leave the things that are actually causing you to be in servitude to things that are not God, that are not God's will? If you are in servitude to tradition, to culture, to value systems that come from your family, you need to leave. God is calling you to be a pioneer in a new way, like Abraham, to go where you don't even know where you're going because God's going to show it to you. And you have that kind of trust in God that he knows what he's doing and that he will show you what he's promised you and that he will bless you. That he will bless you to be a blessing. In the name of Jesus, I bless you that God makes you a great nation, that God blesses you and he makes your name great, and that all of that results in you being a blessing, that through you, people find themselves blessed by God in Jesus' name. Amen.